This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Deputies from the Special Services Unit of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, along with Willow Creek Fire and CHP officers, responded to a report of a possible drowning on the Trinity River near Camp Kemptu yesterday afternoon. A report came in that three teenage girls were calling for help as they floated down the river on tubes. Further emergency assets were requested to respond to the scene, but before they could arrive to the area, the girls were located on the riverbay by a Good Samaritan who took them to safety. All three girls were unharmed. Dan Squire has additional news from the sheriff's office.
Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a possible gunshot victim at a residence in the 300 block of Union Street in Eureka yesterday evening at just before 6 o'clock. Deputies contacted a man who was injured and appeared to have suffered a gunshot wound, but it's unclear if it was self-inflicted or if he was shot by someone else. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment, and a search warrant was obtained for the residence. No further details related to the shooting or the search warrant have been released.
Thank you, Dan. The Arcata Police Department issued a reminder to residents to take the time to ensure that their property is secured, not only when they are away on vacation, but every day of the year. The police department issued the announcement yesterday, reminding residents to lock the doors and windows on their cars and houses to prevent burglaries, especially since the city has seen a sharp uptick in the number of vehicle break-ins over the last 18 months. Residents can also sign up to have their home monitored while away on vacation as a part of its campaign to reduce the number of burglaries. State Treasurer John Chang has made $20 million available, which can be accessed by community health clinics that operate in rural and underserved areas of the state. The money was generated from the principal and interest generated over the past 20 years through the Treasurer's Help II Loan Program. The grant funding for clinics such as Planned Parenthood is aimed at offsetting any health care cuts made at the federal level. The City of Fortuna is offering Fortuna residents the chance to get rid of their old waste car and light truck tires with no charge. Residents can acquire coupons at the City Hall, and you need to show proof of residency beforehand. Afterwards, you can take your coupon and recycle the old tires at Ill River Disposal and Resource Recovery on Riverwalk Drive. The opportunity will be available to residents this upcoming Saturday, the 24th, and it will run through next Friday. However, those interested can pick up coupons now. Yesterday, 35-year-old Reading man Gerard Waddle was identified by the coroner as the victim in a single-vehicle fatal collision early Saturday morning at the G Street off-ramp. Waddle lost control of his truck and it left the roadway, colliding with a tree, and he suffered fatal injuries and was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Impairment is considered as a factor in the crash, and Waddle's death was the 16th traffic-related fatality in the county this year. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire is continuing the investigation into a three-alarm fire that destroyed various businesses near 4th and A Streets in Eureka Tuesday morning. What was initially reported as a dumpster fire turned into a report of a structure fire, and arriving fire crews found a large commercial building at West 4th Street involved in heavy flames, triggering second and third alarm responses. Downed power lines and north winds hindered crews in their efforts as they battled the blaze, and in total, four businesses were destroyed, and two additional businesses sustained smoke and water damage. Total losses exceeded $1 million. As we're now in the summer season, residents looking to recreate in local rivers are reminded to use extreme caution when going out for activities along the rivers. Rivers will be running fast and cold with the snowmelt from the summer heat increasing water flows. County residents are also reminded that the County Department of Health and Human Services now have over 190 life jackets available through loan stations. The seven loan stations are located at many of Humboldt's favorite water recreation locations, and the life jackets are available to all residents thanks in part to grant funding from the CETO Foundation. For more information on the location of the loan stations, you can contact officials with Health and Human Services. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.